Why do we celebrate Christmas? My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Welcome to Catholic Minute. Why do we have celebrations in life? It's because something good or wonderful has happened and we want to rejoice in it. We want to recall it. So what is good about Christmas? Is it good because of the good deals that we get at the mall or online? Is it good because of family gatherings coming together for a good time? Is it good because of Santa Claus, reindeer, and a flying sleigh? Why do we celebrate Christmas? Well, because 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born and we celebrate that. But that begs the question, why is that good? Why in the world is that worth celebrating? You see, we can't understand the joy of Christmas unless we understand the utter tragedy and horror of sin. So that's where we got to start. So sin, what's the big deal about sin? Well, three things I want to touch on. Number one, sin enslaves us, sin brings death, and sin shuts heaven out from us. Start with number one, sin enslaves us. What do we mean by that? Well, humanity is under the power of sin. Sin is much more than something we do. It's a power that has a hold over humanity. Like, what do you mean? Well, have you ever recognized the tension between what you want to do and what you actually do? You know what the right thing to do is, but you end up doing the wrong thing. And so there's a tension and you can't figure out why. Or even within the thoughts, you know how you want to think, but you end up thinking the opposite way. And so here we have this tension between what we want to do and actually what we do, the ideal life and what we actually live. And so sin has this hold over humanity and pulls it away from the ideal. Humanity is enslaved to sin. Second thing is that humanity is under the dominion of sin that brings death. See, isn't there something within us that wants to live a happy, meaningful, and fulfilling life? But not just a happy, meaningful, fulfilling life, but a life that lasts this way forever? I mean, isn't that ideally what we want from our existence? We want a happy, meaningful life forever. But here's the reality. Every person that's born into the world is going to die. And the reason that we're going to die is because of the power of sin. So sin enslaves us, sin brings death, and sin shuts heaven out from us. There's nothing that we can do under our own effort to merit eternal life. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned, all have fallen short of the glory of God. And what's the result of that? So what? We've fallen short of the glory of God. Well, Romans 6:23 tells us the consequence. The wages of sin is death. You see, humanity is in a conundrum. So we're enslaved to sin, death has dominion over us, and heaven is shut out from us. I mean, this is bad news. And unless we understand the bad news, the good news of Christmas means nothing. St. Augustine, when speaking about Christmas, said, wake up, O human being, for it was for you that God was made man. Rise up and realize it was all for you. Eternal death would have awaited you had he not been born in time. Never would you be freed from your sinful flesh had he not taken to himself the likeness of sinful flesh. Everlasting would be your misery had he not performed this act of mercy. You would not have come to life again had he not come to die your death. You would have perished had he not come. To understand the joy of Christmas, we have to understand the seriousness and sadness of sin. The good news, without the bad news, is no news at all. So why do we celebrate Christmas? Because God in his goodness and his kindness has initiated a search and rescue mission to save us from the clutches of sin for his eternal embrace. St. John, speaking about Christmas, said, and the Word became flesh in order to make us earthly beings into heavenly ones, in order to make us sinners into saints, in order to raise us up from corruption into incorruption, from earth to heaven, from enslavement to sin and the devil into the glorious freedom of children of God. Why do we celebrate Christmas? To rejoice in the moment that God broke into humanity, taking upon our nature to save us from sin, to save us for our sonship, to abolish death, to give us life, to transfer us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Why do we celebrate Christmas? It's not because of Santa Claus, reindeer, and a flying sleigh. Why do we celebrate Christmas? First and foremost, to rejoice in the day that Jesus was born, Lord, at thy birth. My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching.